Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day we'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks. By Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation here in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is Officer Dan Crawley of the Sheldon Police Department, and we will visit with him right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquor, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop. Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. Man, I can't talk this morning. Talk of the Town. In studio with me is Sheldon Police Officer Dan Crawley. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
You're looking well. You are the school resource officer with Sheldon Community Schools. Now, that's a position that is fairly new.
Yes, it started last year for the school district and been doing that for a solid year now and off to a great start so far this year.
Just out of curiosity, because a lot of people, myself included, don't know exactly what an SRO does.
Well, we get into the schools, and we're law enforcement also, and we're there to show the kids at the schools a positive light from law enforcement.
And I would imagine it also helps foster more positive relationships with the kids in that age group.
Yes, it does. There's a lot of kids that do not see us in a positive light. And it gives us the opportunity to go in there, show that we're actual humans, just like they are. We're trying to do a job and keep moving.
And trying to help them stay on the straight and narrow as well.
Yes.
And of course, law enforcement is not the only aspect of the SRO job. You're a friend of the kids. In some instances, I don't necessarily want to say a counselor, but somebody that they can become comfortable confiding in.
Yes, they'll come to me with different problems throughout the day, depending on the age groups.
And now, speaking of age groups, you're not confined to just one of the buildings.
No, I do all three buildings here in Sheldon: the East Elementary, the Middle School, and the High School.
What made you want to become the SRO?
Well, I started off as the DARE officer when Sergeant Dykstra retired, and I've always had a place in my heart for kids and enjoy hanging around them.
You get to see your own kids from time to time, I'm guessing.
I do. I got two in the high school and one in the middle school at this time.
And how does that go over with the kids? Oh, man, that's my dad.
Oh, my kids enjoy it.
Okay.
They're always willing to come up and say hi to me.
Well, whether you're a cop or not, anytime your kids will acknowledge you in public, that's a good thing.
Yeah, they're not shy about coming out.
Tell me what your average day looks like.
Well, start out, go to one of the schools, pretty much saying hi to everybody. If there's any problems that arise throughout the schools, they'll call me and notify me of those problems. Bouncing through all three schools usually, and go to the elementary school, get some high fives and get some hugs and see some bright smiles of kids coming in, and go to the middle school, a lot of the same things, and high schools, they're teenagers. But still get a pretty good positive reception from them.
Fantastic. And of course, no 2 days are ever exactly the same, I don't suppose.
No, they're not.
Just like any other part of law enforcement.
No.
No such thing as a routine day.
They're not. Kids are always different every day. They got something, a new surprise up their sleeve.
Yeah. And of course, the SRO is not your only part of your job description. Take two. The SRO is not the only part of your job description with the police department.
No, it's not. I'm still a road patrol, and I still do traffic stops and investigate all the crimes that get assigned to me throughout the day.
Yeah, when school's not in session, whether weekends or holidays or vacations, you get to work the same shifts as everybody else.
Yes, I do. They throw me back into the rotation, and I'm just another one of the guys with a subtitle of SRO.
Is the transition from, because SRO is obviously day shift, is the transition from basically permanent day shift to into the shift rotation, is that to, how tough is that?
It takes a little adjusting too, especially if you're going from days to midnights. Nobody's accustomed to midnights when they've been working a day shift for 6 months.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I guess now that I say that, it's the same kind of adjustment that you'd have to make if you were on the shift rotation full time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So just out of curiosity on the shift rotation, well, we'll talk about this when we come back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk about the shift rotation with the police department after we come back.
Northwest Iowa Community College has strong signature programs. That means NCC's reputation in industry gives our graduates an edge in the employment search. With industry-specific classes, you know your stuff by the time you graduate. Our instructors have worked in their specialized fields in industry and can relay real-world experiences to enhance your learning. Employers take notice when you have NCC listed on your resume. NCC, your success is our story.
Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. We're talking with Shelton Police Officer and Shelton Community Schools School Resource Officer Dan Crawley. And we're talking a little bit about, before we went to break, about the shift rotation. Now, when you're on the regular shift rotation, you guys don't work 8-hour shifts.
No, we're doing 12 hours.
And so how does that work as far as a week, or is it based on the month, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's just basically every week.
Okay.
Couple days a week.
Okay. So you're working, let's say, three shifts, so 36 hours in a week instead of 40 if you're working eight-hour shifts?
We're usually working about 36 to 48 hours in a week.
Okay. And I'm sure it all averages out.
It averages out in the end.
And now, there was a time when the shifts were 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., but now there are some other variables in those shifts as well.
Yes, we have a couple of other officers throughout the day that come in at different hours, still working 12 hours.
Now, it seems to me, just from listening to the scanner, that there's been an increase in the volume of calls in recent months.
Yes, we're taking a lot of calls.
And it all covers the gamut. I say that because I don't think that the average person living in Shelton realizes what you guys are called upon to do, how much you're called upon to do, and the kinds of stuff you're called upon to do. I mean, it ain't Mayberry no more.
No, it's not. We take about 4,500 calls to 5,000 calls a year. Anything from animal control, traffic stops, OWIs, and all the way up.
Welfare checks. Fortunately, knock on fake wood, there haven't been a lot of personal injury, we'll put it that way. We've had a bank robbery in the last few years. We've had a homicide in the last few years.
A couple.
One is too many.
A couple here and there of the major crimes.
Yeah. One is too many, but it's still not to the level of a much larger community. Yeah. Do you think that per capita we're probably the same as most everybody else? It's just we don't have as many people, so we don't have as many problems?
Overall, I think Sheldon's pretty safe community. I don't think we're above average of any sort.
Yeah, and it part of the reason that we're a safe community is that we have, at least in my opinion, a well-trained, professional law enforcement agency that obviously you're a part of. And so I say, personally, kudos to you guys for keeping everybody safe, because, like I say, most people have no clue what all goes on in this town.
Right. And we're 24/7 service, and we're always on duty, and we're ready to help anybody as we can.
Yeah, fantastic. What else? Forgive me today. I don't know if it's Monday, if I got the Mondays or what, but I just can't talk. What else do we want to talk about? Either the police department or the SRO position.
Like I said, I started out with the DARE program. This will be my third year for the DARE program. The DARE program here in Sheldon serves the fifth grade students, and fortunately, it's been a great success. I was able to teach my daughter fifth grade DARE class. That was awesome.
Cool. Very cool. So, all right. Dan, thank you for coming in. I appreciate you taking the time out this morning to come talk to us. That's Officer Dan Crawley of the Sheldon Police Department. He is the Sheldon Community Schools School Resource Officer, and I'll be back after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon.
There we have today's Talk of the Town program on Kiowa FM. Talk of the Town brought to you by Corner Discount in Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon, State Farm Insurance agent Nicholas Keene, Northwest Iowa Community College, by Maintainer, and by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. Join us again next time for more Talk of the Town on Classic Hits Kiowa FM 105.3.